following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The hustle and bustle of the holidays is over, so it's time to organize the clutter. Come into Lowe's now through January 3rd and experience the Reorganize event. Right now, you can get 20% off in-stock closet wire shelving. Plus, get 10% off major appliances, $397 or more. So get organized now and shop the Reorganize event at Lowe's. Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offer valid 12/24/10 to 1/3/11. While supplies last, see store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Imagine if you could get the best for free.
No way.
Wow. At H&R Block, we're serious. We believe everybody deserves the best tax preparation available. For a limited time, we're offering to prepare and file your federal taxes for free if you qualify for a simple 1040 EZ. All returns will be completed by our highly trained tax professionals in over 10,000 offices nationwide. This offer is available only through February 15th, so come in today or call 1-800-HR-BLOCK. H&R Block. Never settle for less. Taxpayer must meet IRS criteria to use Form 1040 EZ at participating locations. Additional fees for state return and earned income credit.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
So you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers. That's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN or shoot us an email at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
But today, we are in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and can't wait to do another show here. Great to have them on board again with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got to keep Psycho Andy out here, though. I think he moved some of the papers in the wrong place.
Yeah, Andy, know your place.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show from our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Phone lines are open. Email there. It's always there. 24-7. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, the phone number, 888-455-ESPN. You'll need it because later on in the hour, a chance to win another family four-pack to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. These VIP passes get you into any of the events, all of the events, for January 21st through the 23rd at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. A huge, huge event. And we'll be talking with one of the event organizers, Tom Hamilton, on Monday's show about that. It's next weekend, not this starting tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow through the weekend.
You can use them.
888-455-3776. Did I say that you could chime in yet?
You know what? If you can use them, we'd love to save you $32 for you and your family. That's what we're about.
It pays the gas.
There you go. That's what we're about.
Free parking.
You can't beat it. If you're going and you want to use them, we're happy to give them to you.
I think Bliss Littler will be there.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Just checking.
Douglas, I pick up my USA Today as I do 90% of the time before the show.
Right when I get up.
I'd love to have the USA delivered at 6:30 in the morning, but it just doesn't happen that way. On the front page, the golf story, and golf's getting going over in Hawaii, and everybody likes to watch the warm weather and the palm trees, and that's great. There's a man by the name of Joseph Bramlett that finished 16th at Q School. He's going to join Tiger Woods as the only player of African-American descent, so the only other black golfer other than Tiger on the PGA Tour. And that's pointed out in the headline of the story. Do you know anybody, as society, haven't we moved past somebody watching a golf tournament and go, I'll be damned, he's black?
No.
We haven't?
No. Not in golf.
It just took me back. And you look at the young man, his mother's white, his father's black. Really, I don't think you'd ever say, oh, gosh, here comes that black guy.
I'm just saying, you're watching NBA basketball. Ooh, a white point guard.
I understand. I can see that a little bit.
Mike Miller may not be with all those tats, but ooh, a white point guard.
I don't know that anybody looks at Tiger Woods and goes, oh gosh, here comes a black guy. I mean, it's just, I mean.
Well, no, I
just thought it was
I understand
for the headline
saying.
Of the, USA Today. And
maybe he's not, you know, because what is he, Cantonese? Is that what Tiger is? I mean, yeah. Is that what Tiger said he was?
Yeah, he's something. Yeah.
This also coming, Chris and Carney says, I know you guys are going to have live coverage of the MLS draft, which is Major League Soccer.
Yes, we Merritt will get right on that.
Who's the first pick? Is that on?
Is Freddie a
dude? Yeah, pick two. There it is. Yes. Oh, they're in Baltimore.
Dude, do the people show up and boo like they do in New York?
Shit.
I hope not. I hope not.
Oh, Christopher.
Well, we talked yesterday about trying to make the transition to move on to watch some college basketball, and you get to see a lot of the Nebraska game last night. Just get it to 6, get it to 5, and could never get it any closer than that. I don't know if anybody expected. You know, you're disappointed in the Huskers' performance last night. I don't know. They battled pretty. I thought they played all right.
I was not disappointed in their performance.
Yeah, I thought they played pretty well for 15th-ranked team in the country in Missouri. You're shuffling channels after that. It was an early start time. So you got Florida State and Duke's on after that. And there's a lot of games on. And for people that haven't followed college basketball, there's one name when you look at the top 20 that's really shocking, that's really there.
Brady Hoke, San Diego State Aztecs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Steve Fisher, San Diego State Aztecs.
Where did he coach before?
There you go.
Michigan, Brady Hoke football coach, Michigan.
It's a tangled web.
I can't believe they don't play each other.
It's a tangled web. But it's interesting that a team like San Diego State's risen all the way to 5 and 6 in the polls.
Well, you know there's a lot of basketball out there. Nevada, a respected team lately. They had a televised game late last night at Idaho, and Idaho won. And it didn't look like there were a lot of people there. And you talk back to Nebraska, Kansas had to struggle. Iowa State gave them all they wanted last night at Hilton Heads or at Hilton. So that, you know, you play at home, it's always going to be a little tougher to.
A lot of those top. Ohio State, 4-point win. Michigan. I mean, just a lot.
Colorado upsets Kansas State. They've beaten nationally ranked top 20 teams in Missouri and Colorado. Missouri and Kansas State in back-to-back games, they're 2-0 and atop the Big 12 standings.
And Nebraska gets an opportunity after they lose to Kansas to even up their
to play Colorado.
Play Colorado and even up their go 2-2 in the conference.
You want to go?
Was that when,
next Wednesday?
Next
we go
Wednesday.
Nebraska Colorado. That's Wednesday. Let me double check. You talk and I'll check.
I could probably do that. Yeah, Duke heading into this weekend, of course, being the 25-game winning streak and all that was going on with them. Fell behind last night by 11, and then Florida State comes. They race back and they tie it up. I think 2 or 3 times, but it was one of those deals you couldn't get over that. And for everybody that says Duke gets every call in basketball, watch last night's game, folks, because they felt like they weren't getting any calls in basketball.
That's Tuesday. Can't go
Tuesday,
but have it on Wednesday.
Chance to even it up at 2-2 after they lose to the Kansas spread's going to be something like 22 or something. It's going to be ridiculously high.
How about this crazy stat last night, Tony? The Nebraska men and Missouri basketball, this should be the Sports Center stat of the day. Both shot the ball 59 times total, and both made 25 of those 59 shots to shoot exactly 42.4% for the game. Both teams made exactly 6 three-pointers. Missouri shot one more, 18-17. The difference, Nebraska, 13 out of 16 at the line. Missouri, 21 out of 30. Exactly the same amount of shots, exactly the same amount of makes in that game last night. Nebraska, not that far off. There was a couple of calls that were a little hokey last night, too, but you expect that on the road. So there you go.
The charge before Bronick got the charge he deserved. I thought Bronick was a good call.
No. You can't slide over when the guy's in, when he's attacking the basket and leaving the floor. I mean, that's whatever. It's just the way it is. Andre Almeida.
I thought.
You sure you can't suit up? You sure you? You are now Andre. I'm calling you Andre.
Well, that's fine. I'm about the same size. I move about as
best
well.
Who's got the better vertical, him or you?
Well, I never claim to have a good vertical, but I've got a better one than him.
Coming up on the show today, Charles Davis of the NFL Network is going to join us here in a little bit to break down what we've seen so far in the playoffs and talk about what's going on this weekend in the playoffs. We are continuing to effort Jared Crick. And through no fault of ours or Jared's, he's in class, he's in training. He's just ducking your calls is what he's doing.
Well, yes, and usually with his cat-like quickness, he does not escape my grasp, but he has escaped for the moment being.
Well, he probably thinks you're mad because you wanted him to go pro so you could get your 12%.
No.
Have we had a selection in the soccer draft?
It's Darlington Nagby, the second pick.
Darlington Nagby.
Where is he going?
He is going to Portland.
And DC United is on the clock.
He's from Akron, from what I saw.
Omar Salgado is the number one overall selection of DC United.
Okay. Omar!
Far removed.
Omar, you know what one Marine said to the other one in the bathroom? Omar! Got a one count.
Omar.
Yeah, there you go. 888-455-ESPN. Basketball going on tonight. The Hastings Minden boys. They found time to play tonight, and that'll be on 1230 AM KHAS. Kearney Catholic St. Paul girls boys doubleheaders, 6 and 7:45 on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Again, kind of check your schedules. Check the NSAA website for those games that were postponed last night. Most of them have been rescheduled. Not all, but most of them have been rescheduled, so you can put them on your calendar if you need to. Check out what the area teams are doing. A lot of basketball going on. Some other games in the area tonight. Heartland Lutheran takes on St. Ed. Loup City against Shelton. SEM's at Litchfield. York plays Grand Island Central Catholic. Wood River against Fillmore Central. Axtell and Elm Creek get together for their tussle. And at Brian Regland Gymnasium, Cozad takes on Gothenburg. Ward battles Burwell.
Cozad Gothenburg, where the gloves come off.
We were talking last night with some folks out and about. We were talking that Overton had only one loss this year where they blew a 17-point lead and lost to Loomis in overtime. I was supposed to ask you they lost to Ravenna.
Oh, okay.
That lost to Loomis in overtime. But that not necessarily even the basis of the story here. It was just the foundation of – I was supposed to ask you, did you ever blow a 17-point lead and lose? I was supposed to bring that up, ask you. I don't even know what it means. I was just supposed to ask you. Fast Willie wants to know if that's ever happened to you.
Did one time.
One time in your career? What, eighth grade? Junior high game? Pickup game? Intramurals?
It was a meaningless game in the state semifinals, Lincoln Christian.
Coach Kubik saw him last Friday night. Still looking good. I was supposed to tell you hi from him, too.
Hey, Coach.
So there you go. Coming up, Charles Davis of the NFL Network. I think, Tony, one of the big stories, by the way, Steve Sippel, the preseason 2011 football polls, while everybody's putting to bed all their knowledge from this year, while it's still fresh in their head, they're putting out, Mark Schlabaugh has from ESPN.com, has Nebraska 19th starting next year. Steve Sippel, 15th. Oklahoma and LSU seem to be the 1 and 2 in most of the preseason prognostications for 2011 already. Again, a lot of this has to determine with coaching changes, kids going or staying
Broyles
in the NFL
back,
draft, injuries between now and then, how spring ball goes, new kids coming in. But right now, that's the way it looks. And yesterday, Oklahoma State had to be dancing around, not because Brandon Whedon was coming back, because he would have been like a free agent, but because Justin Blackmon is coming back, coming out their first 11-win season, their biggest loss now will be their defensive coordinator, who went on to a head coaching gig. Defense, offense, did I say that wrong? Whatever. They're going to be missing a coordinator, but Oklahoma State will be back to vie for Big 12 supremacy. The big game next year will be the final game, Oklahoma State. Many people expect Texas to bounce back, but many people have them around 2022 in their prognostications for next year.
I fully expect that game to be absolute bedlam.
The response that you deserve right there. Alex Henry did not win the Rudy Award, but Mark Herzlick, as predicted on this show, would, the senior linebacker from Boston College. You overcome cancer and you battle back,
right,
and you're an inspiration while you're off the field, and then you come back on the field. And then one other strange football note, Joe Moglia. This is the guy that nobody knew about, had never heard of, that all of a sudden Sports Illustrated did an article on this guy. Who's this guy at practice? Why is he hanging around Bo Pelini all the time? Oh, he's a kabillionaire? Oh, nobody's paying this guy? He's just hanging out? So really, he's a blogger that's worked his way onto the staff because he's a billionaire. He's a stalker. No. Joe Moglia gets a job in the UFL with the Virginia franchise. Not anymore. Evidently, the commissioner, Michael Hugue, kind of just does whatever he wants. He has taken Joe and sent him to Omaha to coach the Nighthawks. Jeff Chagosinski fired. Moglia comes in. Now they're going to fold the Florida Tuskers, who were in the UFL championship game last year, and send Coach Jay Gruden to Virginia. So right now, Omaha, Virginia, Las Vegas, Sacramento, and Hartford, the five teams in this league, and a league spokesman said the league continues to search for another city to expand to in time for the upcoming season, which, of course, is this fall.
You know, the last time we were down in Omaha, Doug, for it was the A&M game that we watched downtown. I actually ran into some of the Nighthawks they're not the Nighthawks, the UFL brass that happened to be in town, and John Gruden's brother is one of the coaches of the other teams, and you know there's a lot of people that have ties. They absolutely love, and they're looking for more environments like Omaha, and cities like Omaha can provide for them to put seats or put butts in seats because the excitement level in Omaha. They said this could really become a huge deal if we got six or eight cities that support it as well as Omaha does.
Moglia last coached football 27 years ago before moving into career in business. He was at Dartmouth, defensive coordinator from 81 to 83. So there you go, that last bit of football news. Before we go into the break, here come the emails. Our buddy Mark has chimed in, and Mark has gotten my ire up because this is what is wrong with one of the very, very few things that's wrong with the current system. We were talking yesterday. Ravenna Minden got postponed Tuesday. Well, it got canceled. The high school basketball, we were supposed to do it. Both girls teams, both boys teams rated. Looking forward to it. They're not going to find a makeup date when there are makeup dates. Whatever the reason is, whoever's not cooperating, or if that's even the case, they've decided to cancel it. And we were talking about they're not in the same conference. They're in C1 and C2, so they're not going to meet up in the postseason. This is the only opportunity, a rare deal. Just about everybody you play, you've got a chance to maybe see again. That's not the case here. Well, Mark in Minden says, you as a fan were upset about Minden and Ravenna not playing, but do you really think either one of those girls' coaches are really that disappointed about not getting that game played as it pertains to wildcard points? That's the point. I think that's one of the reasons this isn't getting played. I mean, games in general that don't get replayed. The very first year of the wild cards, this happened. It got, I believe, Lincoln Christian into the volleyball tournament or something like that because a game wasn't made up. Might have been with St. Cecilia, something like that. Would have affected the wild card points. The team probably wouldn't have made it to state, you know, the way it is. That's not as deep as this is. But if that's why you're not playing it, that's bogus. You know, anybody that wouldn't play because, I mean, they're two great teams. You know, Minden's undefeated. It's not going to hurt their wild card points. I don't know about Ravenna. I don't think it's going to, you know, they got a couple three losses against good teams. I don't know. And same way with the boys. You know, you got two losses. You got one loss for Minden. This is why you play, though. This is why you play. I think the coaches would rather play this game than take on an 0-10 or a 1-8 team.
I think that's, you know, my point was going to be, I'm, you know, when you get down the stretch here, and I'm just saying Aldis 20-0 and Odessa's 0-18. The 20-0 team at Alda doesn't want to play Dar or Odessa very bad. We get an inch and a half of snow. They just call the game because they know it's going to hurt their playoff points. I think you're going to start seeing more and more of that.
Yeah, again, as I said when I brought this up yesterday, it's a selfish request because I, along with a lot of fans, would love to see those basketball games. And something else we would love to see, extra furniture and extra money in your pocket, and you can do that because it's the biggest ever home furnishing sale going on for a limited time at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Continuing their all-the-time policy of keeping the offer plain and simple, it's simply for every $100 in home furnishings you buy, you get another $20 in free furniture. You get $1,000 worth of furniture, they're going to give you $200. You want to redo the whole room, the whole house, $5,000, that's what you buy, they're going to give you another $1,000 in bonus furniture. Get it because for the sale, it's a limited time only. They haven't marked the furniture up to offset the bonus. Long-term financing is always available, including same-as-cash 12-month financing. So whether it's Serta for sleep or a recliner for reclining, it's just right for you. Bruce Furniture, take advantage today. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and all the way out to our friends in Alliance. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to head to the NFL Network and Charles Davis, a distant cousin of the Big Daddy, to talk NFL playoffs after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, so you run for the coffee, grab a soda. But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com this week. Thursday night basketball on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic travels to St. Paul, girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. And on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, it's a boys matchup as Hastings High travels to Minden, pregame at 7:30. For more high school hoops, keep it right here and on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Gene Chizik's Auburn Tigers won the BCS. Along the way, Cam Newton won the Heisman. During the voting, he received a vote from Doug Duda, who, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, announced that ESPN Radio Superstation listener Terry Kohler had won the BCS Bowl Pick'em Contest and a laptop from Premier Rental Purchase. That's only 4 degrees of separation from actually receiving the crystal football itself. Take that, Kevin Bacon, and that, Terry, is your 15 minutes of fame. Brought to you by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
We'll see partial sunshine across the area today with temperatures headed up in the lower 30s for high southwest winds. Meanwhile, stay at about 10 to 25 miles per hour. We'll stay partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 12. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 16.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday already. Can you believe it? It is Thursday, and Tony, Washington is going to open the 2013 season with Boise State. Always like to see some of these squads and who they're going to play. Boise able to get Virginia Tech on their schedule. And most of their games, when they get outside of the conference of these Pac-10 schools, still like to see Boise State get that opportunity. I know they were in talks with Nebraska, but that didn't work out. In fact, that could have been played next year. But, didn't want that on the schedule for next year. A couple of years down the road, maybe, when you had some room. But they played Washington State, Oregon, and Oregon State before the Huskies and Boise State played in the 2007 season. And that will be the opening game when they're redoing Husky Stadium. So that'll be the inaugural game when they open in 2013.
It makes pretty good sense just from where they're located at, instead of, you know, flying across the country. When you're getting ready for football season, Boise's proven, they moved up into that the next conversation along with TCU and some of these other schools.
It's pretty hard for anybody to travel to Boise, to convince them to come to Boise. Florida State at Boise? Nah.
Oklahoma at Boise, probably not. Penn State at Boise, Ohio State at Boise, be a rare. You need a 2-for-1,
yeah,
and which is unfortunate. I don't know why they would look at that any different. In fact, I'm going to be honest. For the way some of these people say and feel about Boise State, why wouldn't you put that as your game down there? I mean, if you were a top 10 program, you'd got to feel that you could go to Boise State and win, and it would be a marquee. Let's say Ohio State at Boise, Ohio State at Texas, Ohio State at Oklahoma next year. Both be in the top five. If I'm an Ohio State fan, Boise. I like the Boise thing a whole lot better. So, you know, even if you played Texas, who, they're down last year, but they're not going to be down forever. You know, you pick somebody that's that second, third place team in a conference, and there you have it. So Boise State going to be doing that. And then Les Miles gets the contract extension right away.
I think Les Miles might have played LSU about as well as anybody could have ever played their hand at this. You know, Michigan's going to take this deal as long as it takes to find their head coach. 4 hours later, Brady Hoke's their head coach. LSU's backpedaling. Oh,
Brady Hoke, Mike Golick, whoever it is.
I think Les Miles, $3.75 million, good for him.
Marin, any more update on the soccer?
Oh, we got Perry Kitchman going to DC with the third pick, Zayac Valentine with the fourth pick going to Chives, and Philly got Zach McMath out of Maryland. So Scott Van Pelt's already saying that he likes turtles.
The number one pick, Omar Salgado, going to DC United, right?
Yes.
DC United.
Okay. All right. Well, and Daddy can't wait for the next MLS selection.
Yeah. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Daddy, the college football season that we've been talking about for months and months and months is wound down, and we're all done there, but the NFL continues, and each round of the playoffs supposed to get more interesting. It was sure interesting last weekend.
That's why we go to the NFL Network. Charles Davis joins us right now. And Charles, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time, first of all. Second of all, last week when I heard you say that the Seattle Seahawks were the most dangerous team out there, I laughed, I called you names, and then you proved yourself right.
Well, I didn't do anything. Thank you, Seahawks, for making me not the laughing stock of the nation. And for me, it was just simply, remember, I'm not going to claim any credit on it because I didn't pick them to win. I said that they were the most dangerous team because, listen, no one wants to go play a team that's 7-9 in the playoffs. Not on the road. You got to deal with that problem. You got to go play a 7-9 team that everyone says shouldn't be in the playoffs anyway, let alone hosting a first round game. You're the defending Super Bowl champs. And if it goes haywire, everyone laughs at you. You just lost to a 7-9 team that shouldn't even be in the playoffs. How did that happen? To me, that's additional pressure. And that's what made them the most dangerous team in the playoffs, because now they're playing with house money. Their playoff game was beating the St. Louis Rams. That was the playoff game for the Seattle Seahawks. And if they got jumped on in the next, so what? They got in. That's all that mattered to them at that point. And you can play loose, and then all of a sudden, you know how it is, Tony. You get into a ball game, a team that you should be handling, and you let them hang around and hang around and hang around. All of a sudden, they have confidence, and you get tight. Because you're like, man, we shouldn't be dealing with these guys. What's going on? And you don't play loose. You don't play the way you normally do. And it came to fruition in this ball game. And for whatever reason, New Orleans defense just decided not to bother with coming to play on Saturday.
Charles, I think it's fine. It's the only time in 20 years a 7-9 teams got in. And that's a setup we have. I understand that. That's great. I can accept that. What I can't accept is now they go to Chicago, and Atlanta and Green Bay got to be looking at each other going, wait a minute. That's what I don't like.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right, does it? And the problem you run into is if you don't reseed from the beginning, you can't reseed on the next go-round. You know, everything, okay, because otherwise you got to do it or you don't. You're either pregnant or you're not. Your foot's in the water or you're not. I mean, it's that simple. So if you're going to do it, if the league's going to do it, they have to reseed right from the beginning so that the 7-9 team does not host right out of the gate. They have to go on the road even though they won their division. Personally, I'm not in favor. I'm in favor of it staying as it is. I'm with you. This doesn't happen very often. It's the first time we've had it with a 16-game schedule. I believe during the strike-shortened years, we may have had some teams that were below 500 that got in. but I'm talking about a full-out schedule. This first 7-9, we've had 2-8-8s. The last 8-8 they got in was San Diego, and they beat Indianapolis, who was 11-5 or 12-4. I'm not going to lose that much sleep over, because, frankly, it keeps things a little bit more relevant down the stretch for the fans of that city, for the NFL, for everything. And even before the game, Sean Payton, the coach of the Saints, who had as much to gripe about as anyone, he said, you know, I don't want to change this. This is part of it. He said, if we were good enough, we would have won our division. We wouldn't even have this debate. So I liked his attitude in handling it.
Charles Davis of the NFL Network joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we preview the actual games this weekend, I want to look back at the Michael Vick situation, Charles, because it seemed to me, and our boys in Vegas when we talked to them, you know, when you're not talking about a team like Seattle and you're not giving them a choice or a chance, then they step up. Everybody loved Green Bay last week, and Michael Vick hadn't been heard of for two whole weeks. I thought, boy, Vick's going to come out and the Eagles are going to take care of this Cinderella Green Bay team, and it didn't happen. Why didn't it happen in your eyes?
The defense of the Packers, you know, at every level, they've got guys that can help contain. You know, they got the push from inside from Raji. You got Matthews coming from the outside. You use Charles Woodson in the slot and the nickel package where he could come, you know, off the edge or even loop inside at times to try and keep Vic contained. And you had guys who could cover. See, the back part of the Packers defense, think of it this way. Woodson's a Pro Bowler. Tremont Williams had a Pro Bowl-type season at the other corner, and because no one knew who he was, he wasn't going to get the votes necessary. He may in the future. Nick Collins, the safety, is a Pro Bowler. So they have poise back there. They're not panicked when things happen. They don't tend to get out of lanes very often when scrambling occurs. So you get that experience that goes along with it. That helps keep him contained. The other part is LeSean McCoy only touched it 12 times in the run game. Yeah, they count on Michael Vick to be a huge part of the run game. I believe he had 33 yards. He averaged about 4 yards a carry, never really gashed them with a big run. So much credit to the Packers' defense. And then David Akers missed a couple of field goals you don't expect him to miss, which changes your strategy down the stretch. You know, if Akers makes both of those field goals, you know, they're either ahead one or the Packers have had to change how they've had to play. So many things went into it. But the biggest thing, of course, is if you just keep Vic contained, for all the credit we've given him, and deservedly so this year, on becoming a better pocket passer, where would you rather have him throw the football against your defense? From the pocket or elusive, making, you know, getting people out of lanes and then pulling up and firing one? I'd much rather have him in the pocket. I'll sleep like a baby if he beats me from the pocket 35 times. But if he beats me with his legs, getting out of the pocket, breaks down my defense, gashes me with a run, and then throws over the top of me because my safety came forward, I won't sleep as well at night. And I think that's what the Packers employed, and that's a big reason on why they won the game.
Charles Davis joins us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation. Charles, as we look ahead towards this week, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, New England, the Jets, two of the interdivision battles for the third time, who wins these games?
Well, I'm taking Baltimore on the road at Pittsburgh. I'm a little worried now because Ed Reed played this past week with a heavy heart about his brother, and I understand he's now in Louisiana. So, again, no offense to Ed Reed. I hope everything's great with his family. And when I say great, I hope things work out, that they find his brother and get some closure and get some peace in that. But that split focus is tough week in and week out and trying to get back and go play. I know it's called our sanctuary when we get on the field, but that's a tough one. But I'm picking Baltimore to win the game. They should have won both games against Pittsburgh this year. Roethlisberger's won 6 straight against them. Remember the one game they won, Roethlisberger didn't play. But heck, it was 2nd and 5, 3-something to go on the clock, deep in their own territory. Run the football, punt it. They haven't moved the ball against you all day. Instead, they decide to throw it. Polamalu makes a Polamalu play, and the Steelers end up winning the game. I like Baltimore to go in there and upset them, and I like New England at home against the Jets. I love Rex's bravado. I love his feistiness. I love what he's been saying about Belichick because his tongue firmly in cheek, although so many people reporting it like Rex is being serious about this. This game comes down. It's a personal me and Bill Belichick. I'm like, you guys, come on. Give me a break. Rex is having more fun now than he's ever had in his life. But I do like what New England presents. That defense is getting better every week. And to me, this game breaks down this way, guys. It's not Mark Sanchez against the Patriots defense as much as it's Mark Sanchez trying to keep pace with Tom Brady, because I just don't know how much you can hold down Brady. So whatever Brady puts up, Sanchez has to match. And we haven't seen as much of that out of Sanchez this year, although I think that he continues to improve as a quarterback. And last week's drive against the Colts has to give him a real jolt of confidence.
Great analysis here from NFL Network. Charles Davis joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the NFC. If few people were giving Seattle a chance last week, nobody's giving them a chance this week. And a lot of people look at the Green Bay Atlanta game as maybe the championship game, and Chicago isn't getting respect. What about the four teams that remain?
Yeah, Chicago should get respect. Green Bay and Atlanta, trust me, they know better than to not give Chicago respect, whoever comes out of that one. I like Atlanta in a close one at home. I know Green Bay has been doing their thing, and their defense has played well, but I think Atlanta is one of the overlooked teams in this league this year, and I like Atlanta at home in a close one, second one that they've had this year against Green Bay. And then as far as Chicago, the Chicago-Seattle game's different. Remember the first time they played, Seattle went in there and beat them. Chicago was 0-for-12 on third downs in that game. 0-for-12. I don't see that happening again. Chicago's also much more balanced. You know how many times they ran the ball in that game? They ran it 12 times. Mike Martz isn't doing that anymore. Matt Forte is a bigger part of that offense. The offensive line solidified enough that Cutler's not getting hit upside the head on every pass play. I don't think that Lovie Smith and defense coordinator Rod Marinelli are going to let Marshawn Lynch run the football the way that he did. They had 169 yards running against New Orleans. Seattle averaged 89 yards per game on the ground for the year. To me, that's an anomaly, not a trend. So I see Chicago winning this football game and preparing to meet the winner of Green Bay Atlanta, who I think will be Atlanta, and that game would be in Atlanta then if my form holds true. But I will say this, I'm gonna set the bar at 40 yards. Okay, over underline 40 yards, Marshawn Lynch in this game against the Bears. I want to see him run against that cover two team and see him run it as effectively as they did against New Orleans. I don't see it this time.
Charles, I want to get a quick comment from you from our local boy, 100 miles down the road, North Platte, Nebraska, Danny Woodhead. Have they been able to utilize him with his size as effectively as they have?
Oh, they played to his strengths. I mean, the young man is terrific in space. He's quicker than he is fast. He's tougher than anyone has any idea of. He's smarter than anyone has ever thought about giving him credit for. So you can run him at the running back position. You can run him in the slot. You can actually put him out wide if you want to. Remember, when he's with the Jets, he wore number 87 or 86 or whatever the number. He wore an 80 number. They had him as a wide receiver more than they had him as a running back. Then they brought him back inside to run the ball, and it was funny to watch him with that 80-something number. Kind of reminded me of Wilbur Jackson. You remember that name, Tony?
No, I don't.
Okay, Wilbur played with the 49ers as a running back, but when he was in college at Alabama, he wore number 80, and he was a tailback. But they thought he was supposed to be a wide receiver, and they moved him back inside. So that's kind of what I think about with Woodhead. But he's a natural running back that you can move out wide. And the Patriots know how to utilize him. They run that little toss with him. They'll run him in the pass game off of screens and quick game. They'll get him downfield matched up against linebackers. And don't think for a second he's not enjoying the fact that he gets another shot at the Jets. He's a really classy young man. You'll never hear it out of his mouth. But the Jets did cut him, even though it was an agonizing decision for them. At the end of the day, they did cut him. And you know what it's like. Someone cuts you, you get a chance to get back at him, you're going to go ahead and go after him. And Danny Woodhead's doing exactly that.
Yeah, it's great to see the young man get a chance. And Charles Davis with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple other off-topic a little bit here. Charles, from the NFL Network, we've got 5 first-year eligible players for the Hall of Fame. Which one of these 5, or who do you think's getting in? Jerome Bettis, Marshall Faulk, Curtis Martin, Dion, and Willie Rofe. Who gets in for sure this year?
I would say out of the first-line guys, I would say that Rofe is a first-ballot guy. I'd say Dion's a first ballot guy, and I say Marshall's a first ballot guy. The other two were Bettis and
Curtis Martin.
And Curtis Martin. I think Curtis Martin is going to suffer from the same lack of flash and dash that exemplified his career. Everybody thinks, wow, he's a good player. And then you look at his numbers, you go, my God, he was a great player.
Yeah.
And I think that may hurt him on the first ballot.
And Chris Carter goes in this year?
If he doesn't go in this year, things start to get really dicey for him, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just him. It's Tim Brown, right? It's Andre Reed.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about
Shannon
receivers.
Sharp.
I mean, you know, Shannon Sharp.
Cortez,
we got a
Kennedy.
Bunch of guys, and if I'm understanding it correctly, 7 is the absolute out number that they can take.
Right.
You can take no more than 7 in a year. So it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays. And out of my 3 guys that are first ballot guys, Rofe would be the first one off if it came down to just 2 guys going first ballot. But I think Faulk and Sanders are both going in.
Charles, before we let you go, the CBA, any problem? Are they going to get something done so we got football next year?
I hope so, but the owners are pretty united in making them sweat it out. It's going to be interesting to see how the players want to play this one. I know there's a big school of thought that if there is a lockout, that the players can't last very long because many think that they haven't been handling their money the way that they should. So we'll see how it plays out, see where the test of wills comes. But wouldn't surprise me at all to see it announced in March. But I don't think we're going to lose 2011. I would hope that both sides have figured out the golden goose is going pretty well for both sides.
Yeah.
Let's not kill it off and have a thing where hockey's still trying to recover, where baseball lost the golden year in 94 and it took, you know, McGuire and Sosa to recover. And then, oh, what, steroids? Oh, yeah. That wiped that good feel-good thing out. Let's not go there for the NFL.
The best team win Monday night on Auburn?
I thought so. I thought they were the best team. I think that when you put together two goal line stands, one a safety, you know, one on a fourth and one they don't get in. When you pull that off, you're the better team.
Charles Davis, NFL Network. The Super Bowl winner is?
Ah, boy. Early for me. Check with me next week.
We will hunt you down. And Tony just wants to say he thought he got the better of the deal on the Davis Christmas exchange of gifts. So he wants to thank you for that.
I think there's no doubt about it. Plus, he's the good-looking one. So he always comes out of it. Sure. Guys, we'll talk to you later on.
Thanks, Charles. Take care.
Take care now.
You're
bye-bye.
The best.
Hey, Charles. Charles Davis joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the NFL Network, talking about the NFL playoffs, and you can hear all four games again this weekend right here on ESPN Radio. And Daddy, fresh off his 0-4 selections last week, will make four more tomorrow.
Why not? Why not? If you got to start behind, now we got to catch up a little bit, no problem.
Rally time! We will have you giving you a chance to win some tickets to the River City Hunting Expo. Hunting, fishing, RV, boat, it's all there. VIP pass is coming up in our next break. We'll talk to you after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis Virtual Office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ching. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ching. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ching.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sunshine across the area today with temperatures headed up in the lower 30s for high southwest winds. Meanwhile, stayed about 10 to 25 miles per hour. We'll stay partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 12. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 16.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Dugger Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, taking care of our guests with great food at BK, where the original chicken sandwich, I've had one more recently than you would even think, had the new chicken club with bacon and tomato. Buy one, get one free. Two locations in Kearney at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, 8th Street, 3rd Avenue, also in North Platte, Cozad, Lexington. Try their $2 doubles with bacon, just $3. You want a little breakfast? The ultimate breakfast platter with egg, sausage, pancake, hash browns, and the fresh baked biscuit. Only at BK. There's a new football coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur, coming over from Rams. Really?
That's what they got.
Yeah, good job there. Nebraska legend Mortice Ivey will become just the second women's basketball player in school history to have her jersey retired when the Huskers honor her before this Sunday's game with Kansas at the Devaney Center. Tip at 2:05. The ceremony begins at approximately 1:40. She is. Did you know she's the head women's basketball coach right now at Peru State?
Did not know that.
There you go. Well, I knew you'd be in it. Who was the only other Husker to have her jersey retired?
Karen Jennings.
What number was Karen Jennings?
34.
What number was, no, 51. What number was Mortice Ivey?
34.
No. 30. And knee injuries have forced current Nebraska sophomore Lane Reeves to end her playing career. Played in one game this year, went underwent arthroscopic knee surgery, her fifth knee surgery of her career, second at Nebraska, so that's pretty much it.
That's no good.
So there you go. That's, yeah. No fun being injured. No fun losing. Tri-City Storm outshot Sioux City last night, but lost 3-1. Not a good start to this long road trip. They do have the only break in that. They play 13 out of 17 on the road. They are home this weekend. So go out and fire up the Storm. Get a couple of wins. They're going to need these wins when they have very few games at home. They need a couple of wins coming up Friday and Saturday night when they roll in with Cedar Rapids and Indiana. 7:05 both nights.
You've set before me every once in a while. You, when you find an article or something of interest from the AP, you just set it over in front of my stack, and then I get to see them whenever I wander in here. Tampa Bay Devil Rays are close to negotiating.
I think it's a done deal this morning.
$3.25 million deal for Kyle Farnsworth. And once again, who is this guy's agent? Do they know how many times he will come in the sixth inning? And you will have back-to-back-to-back singles right up the middle, right over his head. And the bases will be loaded, and somebody else will be brought in.
The goggled one, Kyle Farnsworth, who pitched for a ton of teams, and last year was with the Royals and the Atlanta Braves. There you go. One place I would not want to see Kyle Farnsworth is right here inside the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, because he might thump you with a big old baseball bat.
He's, he was just one of those Royals that I hopped in time, shook my head like, that's the
like
key.
Like Baghdad Timmy Wellmeyer.
There you go.
Yeah. But we also got rid of old what's his name? Granky?
We shipped his ass right out.
Jeez. You know what? Here's what I find sad. Seriously, the middle of the week, we're just coming off the national championship, but really, once you say that Auburn won, that's over. And you're far enough away from the NFL playoff weekend that you're not talking about it 24/7. Why is Trevor Hoffman not getting his due? He was the afterthought on PTI yesterday. That should have been the number one story. The all-time saves leader in Major League Baseball? Who cares that Rex Ryan says it's personal and that Cromartie said a bad word when describing Tom Brady? Trevor Hoffman has done something no other human being has ever done. He is the best relief pitcher ever. 601 saves. And it wasn't like he was pitching for the Yankees. It wasn't like he was pitching for the Braves. It wasn't like he'd been pitching for a team that's been awesome for 15, 18 years. Brewers, Padres. Had some success. What'd they say? He pitched in a total of 2 postseason games in his career. 2!
That's a shame.
They were swept out of the 96 World Series. He only got to pitch in 2 of those plays. That's weird. 2 two times is all.
You know you're badass when you got your own music to come into in the ninth, which he's basically one of those guys that started that.
Well, you know who started that?
David Wells?
No, the first player to ever have his own music coming out of the bullpen.
Rocker?
No, come on. This is easy. Tony. Tony, you want to know?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what. We're going to take a break because I know the answer. I have this. The first relief pitcher to have his
David Wells is a start. I just throwing out crazy guys.
This is a crazy guy. First one to ever have his own music coming out of the bullpen. I hear people out there in the listening.
The Mad Hungarian?
They're yelling at you. They're yelling the answer, Tony.
The Hungarian?
They're yelling at you. And I will reveal to you who that is after this break. But as we go to break, caller four, we're going to give you a four-pack of VIP passes to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo going on next weekend at the Mac Center. Family four-pack saving you tens and tens of dollars. Caller four, you get it after this. We'll be right back.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association brings you the 28th annual Kearney Home and Builders Show. Join them in the new Buffalo County Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 14th through the 16th. Leading home builders, home improvement businesses, and decorators will be showing the latest trends in home building and home furnishings. Enter the nail driving contest. See the Stanley NASCAR. And register to win $500 in Builder Bucks. Admission is $3 per adult or two adults for $5. Children 12 and under get in for free. The 28th annual Kearney Home and Builders Show at the Buffalo County Expo Center, Friday, January 14th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, January 16th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Brought to you by West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association.
Fact. Half the teams in this week's NFL divisional playoffs are either birds or planes.
The Ravens take it. The Jets are a point after away.
Atlanta back in front. They're going to mark it for the Seahawks down at the 2-yard line.
Lesser known fact. None will fly over Arkansas in order to get to their game destination. Ravens at Steelers. Packers at the Falcons. Seahawks at the Bears. Jets at New England. Saturday and Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
We'll see partial sunshine across the area today with temperatures headed up in the lower 30s for high southwest winds. Meanwhile, stayed about 10 to 25 miles per hour. We'll stay partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 12. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 16.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation back with you here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth early in January, but we're talking hunting and fishing, and Merritt, who is our winner of the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets, family four-pack.
Mike from North Bend.
Whoa, North Bend.
Thanks for listening, Mike.
Thanks, Michael. Congratulations. We're going to be giving away more tickets. Tom Hamilton, event organizer, is going to join us on the program on Monday. Well, Daddy, the first relief pitcher or first pitcher to ever have his own music. Pretty simple. Have you figured it out? Are you sure?
Well, you're going to Bull Durham or you're going to Major League.
Rick Vaughn! Come on! You know it was Rick Vaughn! Rick Vaughn! First guy to ever have his own music. Huh? Come on! I can't believe you didn't know that. Everybody knows it was Rick Vaughn.
Mary, now pull me up Trevor Hoffman. This has got a good feel to it, but pull me up Trevor Hoffman's entrance.
You don't know what the name of the Trevor Hoffman entrance is?
Well, it's AC/DC.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Isn't it?
Oh, he's special. He's special. Rick Vaughn first.
Major League One. The others, like you would say, to Caddyshack 2.
Any reference to Caddyshack 2 on this program should have you banned.
Because you're a Fontenot.
Because that's what you do every time. It's not funny.
It is funny. One of the great movies of all time, Caddyshack 2. I love it.
You're a moron.
Got it?
Oh. Merritt doesn't know what he's doing. I think we should end the show. No. Staff meeting after the show today. Staff meeting. I'm going to have a staff meeting. All right, there you go. Let's get out of here. We're rolling along so well, and then you had to bring up Trevor Hoffman.
I didn't bring up.
Everybody knows what Hell's Bells sounds like. We want to thank Charles Davis of the NFL Network for joining us on the program today. We have no idea what we're going to do tomorrow for an hour. There. How about that?
You know what? We'll find something to do.
We're going to have some guests for you. We're going to talk a little basketball tomorrow, get you ready for the weekend for UNK, Hastings College, the Huskers, the high school ranks. We'll also have Daddy's selections for weekend number 2.
Oh, you won't want to miss those, folks.
Those are top of the line. Top of the line. So enjoy your Thursday night. Enjoy the basketball again. Kearney Catholic St. Paul on Classic Hits 98.9. That's a doubleheader starting at 6. While it's Minden Hastings boys in Minden at 7:45 tonight on 1230 KHAS. From the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, Doug and Daddy saying have a good day.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. 1460 in Kearney, 1550. Thanks for joining us. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.